The Liberation of Moscow by Dmitry Khvostov. Inhabitant of hilly Olympus, Kheraskov, inspired by Phoebus, heralded conversant of the Muses, the sounds of your immortal lyre proclaiming Moscow's arduous captivity yet once again elicit the tears of the Slavs. They, both loudly and harmoniously, depict for us the indomitable spirit of our ancestors, dauntless in adversity, to leaven our recent sorrow's load. Moscow. Vicious Napoleon, hungrier than Attila, came to embody for the world an epitome of brutality. All the hayfields covered with corpses, death, fire, looting, proceed unimpeded. A shrine in the woods, our only guidance, rattled and shaken by hell's own breath. Kremlin itself is severed from the earth, and racing through the expanse of air strikes the appearance of a fiery fortress. The chronicler will document the dastardly deeds of these latter days. Progeny will give no credence to the bard, believing his tale a work of imagination. Both the one and the other will represent that the grand Caesar of the White Lands, having shifted the north after himself, routing, trampled the treacherous enemy, and the Russian is erasing with his mighty hand all trace of indecency from the face of the earth.